Friends, under this chapter 11, we are going to discuss about unified payment instruments, that is UPI and digital payments. UPI and digital payments are integral part of the retail banking system, payment system. Our objective to discuss this chapter is to understand first the evolution of architecture of UPI and its interoperability as well as QR based payments and merchant acceptance, the cross border UPI initiative, and also it described the security authentication and fraud prevention measures. We can also evaluate the future of digital payments, including the UPI Lite and conventional UPI offline payment and integration with the CBDC, that is digital rupee. Our structure of understanding and discussion of this chapter is first to find out, discuss on the evolution and the growth of UPI, followed by UPI architecture and operating framework, then QR based payment interoperability and cross border UPI initiative, security, authenticity, fraud prevention in UPI. Then it is followed by the unified lending interface, regulatory and compliance framework, emerging trend, etc., etc. So you are aware that digital payments have become a very central pillar of India's financial ecosystem, as I said earlier also. And the UPI initiative interface combines with the real-time settlement, mobile-first interface, then open API architecture, and interoperability across the bank and apps, and zero MDR for the small value merchants. Thus, the UPI is not only the payment system, but it is a digital public infrastructure, which is similar to the Aadhaar or aggregators or ONDC, or forming the foundation of India's financial digitization. Evolution and growth of UPI consist of various phases where there is slowly the system UPI has come up to national level. And phase one between 2016 to 2018 was considered as a foundation period where UPI 1.0 is launched with person-to-person focus. Bheem app was launched, virtual payment address, that is VPA, was introduced, and initial growth modest due to limited awareness. Phase 2 was started in 2018 and ends in 2020, and its boost is due to the entry of the Google Pay, Phone Pay and Paytm as third-party payment aggregators. Merchant QR adoption happens during this phase, and unified quick response standard. UPI transactions crosses 1 billion per month during this phase. Phase third is 20 to 23, 3 years. Innovation and product diversification. Here, NPCI again introduced UPI AutoPay, where recurring payments are happening. UPI 123 Pay, that is feature of phone payment. And UPI Lite is an offline storage-based small payment, and UPI mandates for IPO applications. Next phase is the phase 4, which is the globalization and advanced payment feature, that is 2023 to 2025. During this phase, 2023 to 2025, recently, key innovations happen, that is UPI Lite X, which is offline NFC payment, UPI for international use for the cross-border corridors, and credit on UPI consists of rupee, credit cards, credit lines, and conversational UPI is AI-based or voice-based. And UPI integration with the digital rupee, that is CBDC, is a pilot phase. It is under pilot phase. UPI is now recognized globally as a model payment system. Now, what is the architecture of UPI and operating framework? The architecture emphasizes interoperability, security, standardized API, and real-time settlement. UPI architecture can be understood through the four functional layers. Four functional layers are user interface layer, UPI switch layer, banking and core transaction layer, and settlement layer. Okay. These, now together, these layers enable the instant interoperable account to account payment. Participants in UPI ecosystem. Who can participate in UPI ecosystem? Number one, PSP bank. PSP bank means payment service provider bank. Payment service provider bank. Number two, TPAPs, that is third party app provider. For example, it is Google Pay, Phone Pay, Paytm, Amazon Pay, or Cred. Tomorrow some more names may come into this. Third is NPCI, that is a National Payment Corporation of India. NPCI operates the UPI switch, and ensures the real-time transaction routing. Then fourth one is payer and payee bank. And next one will be RBI, that is Final Settlement Authority. They are the participants in UPI ecosystem. Now, UPI architecture layer-wise explanation, if you look, first one is a user layer. User layer, that is apps and PSP banks. User layer, this layer includes the banks and UPI apps. Fintech app like Google Pay. Then second one is a NPCI UPI switch. It is a central routing engine. Under that, there was a routing and VPA resolution. Routing means receives the request from the payer PSP, identifies the payee bank, forward the transaction request to the payee bank. And VPA resolution means maps the VPA like and then bank name and account name and IFSC are getting captured. Then risk and compliance check. Transaction velocity, limits, fraud pattern, analysis, device blinding verification, suspicious VPA blocks, etc. are checked. And the transaction status is getting updated, that is NPCI validate the spend success failure responses. Now, transaction flow, if you look at this chart, you will clearly understand how the UPI transactions are undertaken step by step. One, first, it is a standard push transaction flow where payer initiates the payment. User opens the UPI app and selects the send money, enters the VPA or mobile number or UPI or QR scan. Then, app sends the request to the PSP bank. Then PSP forwards the request to NPCI UPI switch. NPCI resolve the VPA and sends a request to payee PSP bank. Then payee bank confirms the account details and sends acknowledgement. NPCI direct the payer's bank to initiate the debt. Then payer enters the UPI PIN. Authentication done by the bank. Payer bank debits the amount and sends the debit confirmation to NPCI. NPCI instructs the payee bank to credit the funds and payee bank credits the accounts instantly. NPCI updates the transaction status to the both both parties, and confirmation by way of SMS or in-app message are sent to the payer or payee. The entire process takes place within 1 to 3 seconds. The whole process, what we have explained, this happens within 1 second or 3 seconds, maximum 3 seconds. Right? Now, types of UPI transaction, push transaction, where customer initiate the payment and paying a merchant via QR code. And pull transaction is a customer request money from another. So, split the bill, request the payment feature. And auto pay transaction, that is OTT, subscriptions, EMI, SIPs, etc. Mandate based transactions are also covered under this. Advantage of UPI architecture is it is scalable. It handles over 12 billion monthly transactions. Interoperable means apps like banks and QR codes are used. Highly secured because multi-factor authentication, real-time settlement, low cost, inclusive of works on smartphones or features, feature phones or NFC. QR-based payment and interoperability. QR-based code. Now, QR-based payments are dominated by the UPI QR ecosystem, which has become a synonymous for the easy, instant and cashless transactions. Interoperability and the key design principles under the RBI and NPCI guidelines ensures that UPI-enabled app can scan and pay through any UPI QR code, enabling the seamless merchant acceptance across the country. So there was evolution in QR code in India, QR based payments in India, which is evolved in 3 pages. So evolution happens in 3 pages. One, page one, proprietary, that is QR code pre-2016. Wallet companies like Paytm, MobiQuick and the FreeCharge introduced the QR payments. Phase two, Bharat QR launch 2017, NPCI, Visa, MasterCard, American Express jointly launched the Bharat QR, India's first interoperable QR code. And phase 3 is the UPI QR explosion 2018 onward, the growth driven by UPI and BHIM. The types of QR code consist of the static QR code. It can be printed, fixed or displayed at the merchant location. Dynamic QR code, that is generated digitally for each transaction. Bharat QR is interoperable QR launched jointly by NPCI and card network, and UPI code is dominant QR code in India for the payment ecosystem. How QR based payment works? Typically, it works like this. Customer scans the QR using the UPI app. App reads the merchant VPA and account details. Customer enters or auto confirms the amount. Customer enters the UPI pin for authentication. Payer bank sends the debit request to NPCI. NPCI routes the transaction to merchant bank and merchant bank credits the account instantly. Both parties receive the confirmation. The entire process completes within 2 to 3 seconds. Enabling the fast merchanting takeout. Now, there are certain limitations for this also. Limitations, though it is efficient, QR payment has certain limitations like dependence on the smartphones, internet connectivity issue, fraud rise, merchant settlement delay, QR wear and tear, etc. Now, the cross-border UPI initiative. Cross-border UPI initiative is to enable the merchant payment abroad using the UPI, create a low-cost instant remittance corridor, and support the NRI and Indian diaspora with the interoperable UPI system. Countries supporting the UPI cross-border, this UPI is now acceptable. UPI is now acceptable or under integration of multiple countries through the partnership with the sovereign regulations, sovereign regulators, global payment network and merchant acquirer. merchant acceptance, that is QR-based payments, countries where Indian tourists can scan and pay using UPI apps. One is France. Eiffel Tower acceptance launched in 2024. UAE, Singapore, Mauritius, Bhutan, Nepal, Sri Lanka. These acceptance models use the interoperable QR trails or partner bank infrastructure. Now, remittance corridor is UPI-enabled remittance services. UPI Pay Now link India, Singapore, where instantly there is a low-cost cross-border transfer can happen directly bank-to-bank remittances via UPI or Pay Now apps, and daily transaction limits apply as per the local regulations. The future corridor are being discussed with UAE, UK, Australia, Gulf Cooperation and GCC Council. NRI access to UPI. In 2023-24, RBI extended the UPI access to NRI. NRI can use the UPI even without an Indian SIM card if they hold NRE account, NRO account. And the country support initially was USA, UK, UAE, Australia, Canada, Singapore, Hong Kong, Oman, Qatar, Saudi Arabia. This removes the major barrier for expatriates who previously needed Indian SIM connectivity. Now, operational model for the cross-border UPI is, one is UPI QR interoperability with the local network. Example, France, UAE, Sri Lanka. NPCI partners with the local payment operators and UPI apps can scan the local QR code and converted price shown into Indian INR and transaction settlement in real time. Now, bilateral real-time payment linkage. For example, UPI PayNow, Singapore. Real-time payment system of two countries linked enables the personal remittances using the phone in numbers and UPI IDs for transfer reduces the cost significantly. Partnership with a global payment processor. Network International UAE, Lyra France. These are the processors integrate UPI acceptance into their merchant network and supports the POS online and QR-based merchant payments. Now, benefits of cross-border UPI initiative. Benefits consist of no need of foreign currency cash, lower cost than the international card transactions, instant settlement, transparent currency conversion, and more secure UPI PIN device binding. Benefits to the merchants abroad consist of wider acceptance of the payment from Indian tourists, faster settlement cycle, zero risk for chargebacks, and access to India's large tourism population. Benefits to the bank and the regulators is reduced dependency on the card network, lower operational and transactional cost, enhanced transparency, supports AML tracking through the standardized digital rails, and benefit to the Indian fintech ecosystem is consisting of the global footprint of Indian innovation, export of India's digital public infrastructure, opportunities for Indian payment companies abroad. Challenges. Challenges are alignment. Challenges in cross-border UPI expansion consist of alignment with the foreign regulatory framework, FX management and settlement complexity, integration with the local switches, then ensuring the secure standard app API, merchant awareness abroad, compliance with the data residency law, a competition with the global player like Visa, Master or Alipay. NPCI International is working with the global regulators and resolve this issue. Security, authentication and fraud. How this will be prevention under UPI? The security architecture consists of device level security, user authentication, bank level validation, NPCI switch, end-to-end encryption, regulatory compliance and monitoring. architecture ensures that the security responses is shared among PSP, TPAPs, NPCI, and RBI. NPCI level fraud monitoring is advanced risk engine to monitor the transaction across all UPI apps. NPCI Risk Insight platform provides a real-time fraud scoring, blocklisting, geolocation anomaly tracking, device-based velocity check, transaction pattern analysis. NPCI also maintains fraud trajectory, shared blacklist, and the shared blacklist database and dispute resolution guidelines. NPCI level fraud monitoring consisting of the risk engine to monitor the transaction across all UPI apps and the banks, real-time fraud scoring, blocklisting, suspicious, geolocating, device-based. NPCI also maintain a fraud directory, share blacklist and database disputes, dispute guideline, dispute resolution guidelines. Types of UPI frauds. Despite the strong controls, fraudsters attempt the different technique: phishing and social engineering, QR code tampering, and remote access scams. UPI collect the request fraud, fake customer support, app cloning, and mule accounting issue. Fraud prevention strategy consists of user level prevention and app level preventive features, bank level measures, as well as NPCI level controls. Consumer protection and dispute resolution consisting of one RBI zero liability limited liability rule where the customers are protected. Then online dispute resolution, that is where automated dispute handling and instant ticket generation and tracking of the refund timelines. Under TAT, that is turnaround time guidelines, NPCI mandates timeline for the refund, failed transactions, and chargeback resolution. Ombudsman for the digital transaction consists of the customers can escalate the unresolved cases to the RBI Ombudsman. UPI for credit, UPI autopay, and digital commerce. Traditionally, UPI supported only the account-to-account transfer. But since 2022, UPI has also expanded to enable the credit-based payment, ushering a new era of digital credit access. Now, RuPay credit cards on UPI. The NPCI, in collaboration with RBI, enabled the RuPay credit cards to be linked with the UPI apps, such as Bheem, PhonePe, Paytm, and Google Pay. Now, pre-sanctioned credit lines on UPI is RBI allows the banks to offer pre-operated credit lines to customers which can be accessed via UPI. UPI-based digital commerce, under which there is UPI empowers the multiple retail and e-commerce workflows, and UPI autopay recurring payments uninvested. UPI autopay is enabling the automatic recurring debits. Key features consist of mandate-based recurring payment, supports daily, weekly, monthly, or on-demand schedule. UPI PIN requires only once during the mandate creation. How the UPI autopay works? UPI autopay works like that. User selects the autopay on merchant platform, mandate created through the UPI app, and user verifies the details and authenticate using the UPI PIN. NPCI registers mandate. On due date, NPCI triggers the automatic debit and bank processes the payment and sends the notification. This framework replaces the traditional ECH and NACH system for small ticket recurring payments. Now, role of UPI in digital commerce. Its role is becoming very backbone of India's digital commerce ecosystem due to the some advantage, which consists of frictionless user experience, then merchant benefit, increased financial inclusion, and digital trade of MSME. UPI mandate for digital lending. UPI is used to disburse the digital loan instantly. Okay. Repayment of EMI. Then enables the recurring collection by NBFC and track the repayment behavior. Banks and fintechs use the UPI transactions history as alternative data for underwriting. UPI for BNPL. Buy now, pay later. UPI supports this BNPL framework by auto-debiting monthly installment and providing instant credit lines at checkout and integrating the credit on UPI address. Impact of UPI on retail credit ecosystem. Positive impact consists of easier access to microcredit, lower cost for issuing credit, increased transparency and safer credit collections. Massive potential for MSME lending and challenges consist of the risk of over-leveraging users, need for the robust fraud control and compliance with the digital lending guidelines. Unified Lending Interface, that is ULI, proposed RBI infrastructure consists of, which is expected to be a common lending protocol facilitating the instant, secure and fully digital loan journey from origination to repayment using the standardized API. Need for ULI in India because its proliferation of unregulated digital lending app, lack of standardized digital lending process, fragmented access to the borrower data and fraud risk. Now, what is the vision in future? How ULI, Unified Linked, is it can be established? ULI is designed as a standardized API-driven digital lending infrastructure, which enables the interoperability, real-time borrower verification, standardized credit flow, and secure complaint data sharing. Mandatory key fact statement for transparency, standardized payment framework, direct fund dispersal, and regulatory visibility across the loan lifecycle. ULI will ensure that all the participants operate within the common, safe, and monitored environment. Now, key features expected. Key features expected for the ULI is, ULI will provide what is expected. It is not in place, but what is expected. The standard API lenders, common customer onboarding flow, and unified KYC and documentation process. Real-time credit verification will integrate the PAN verification, PAN validation, Aadhaar-based identity check, AA-based cash flow insight, and fraud scoring. Unified KFS fact system, key fact statement, which is a mandatory display of interest rate, processing fee, etc., and some other credits, total credits and penalties. This ensures the transparency and eliminate the hidden charges. UPI-based payment repayment infrastructure, borrowers can repay using the UPI. Then borrowers' consent architecture consists of data to share for how long it can be shared with within the which lender and aligned with the DPDPA Act. Standardized collection practices consist of RBI compliant recovery jobs, no unauthorized conduct of contact of ethical collection guidelines embedded in system. Now, benefits of ULI. Benefits of ULI consist for borrowers. It is safer, transparent, no predatory lending, faster credit approval, privacy protected data sharing, then better credit access for low income group. And for the bank and NBFC, it is reduced fraud, lower cost operations, standard underwriting, standardized underwriting, and access to the real-time borrower, financial data improved loan recovery through the automated system. For fintech, the benefit is easier integration with multiple lenders, lower compliance burden, faster product development, and for the regulators, it is end-to-end visibility as well as better supervision for better visibility of the digital lending apps, reduced consumer grievances, regulatory and compliance framework for UPI and digital payment. Key regulatory institutions consist of Reserve Bank of India with supervisory banks, NBFC, PAs, PGs and TPAs, National Payment Corporation of India, Ministry of Electronic and IT, then Data Protection Board of India, that is DPDPA Act 2023. Legal frame governing digital payments is Payment and Settlement System Act 2007, which is the foundational legislation governing all the payment systems, and it provides RBI authorizes and regulates the payment system operators, then framework for the settlement, and finally, consumer protection guidelines, power to issue and binding the directives. UPI operates as an authorized payment system under this act. Number two is RBI Act 1934, Banking Regulation Act 1949, and Information Technology Act 2000. It covers the electronic record and digital signatures. Then Digital Personal Data Protection Act, DPDPA 2023, regulates how the payment apps and the banks handles the customer data. Regulatory guideline for digital lending on UPI 2025. Loan disbursal rule, key fact statement, as well as cooling off period, data access restrictions, and collection norms. Compliance framework for the payment aggregator, that is PAs, and gateways, that is PGs, payment gateways. It's relevant because many UPI-based digital commerce transactions are routed through the PAs, that is payment aggregator, and payment gateways. RBI mandates includes licensing requirement, capital adequacy norm, storage of the payment data, and escrow account facility. Consumer protection regulations, which consist of zero liability policy, limited liability rule, and turnaround time. RBI ombudsman scheme is also the customer can escalate the unresolved complaint, and ODR means online dispute resolution, for digital payments, automated dispute redressal via UPI apps and banks portals. Cross-border UPI compliance requires FEMA compliance, AML and CFT controls, bilateral regulatory agreements, and FX conversion controls. Emerging trend is definitely, emerging trends are various for UPI and digital payment. Thank you very much for understanding this chapter carefully, which was very important. So thank you once again.